Just-in-time devotionals. Learn to say goodbye. Philippians chapter 3 verses 12 to 14. I do not mean to say that I have already achieved these things, nor that I have already attained perfection. But I press on to make that perfection my own, for which Christ Jesus first made me his own. Now, beloved brethren, I have not attained it, but I concentrate solely on this. I forget the past and fix my eyes on what lies ahead of me. And so I advance until I reach the end of the race to receive the heavenly prize to which God calls us through Christ Jesus. This is a text that I remember a lot and I keep in my heart. Every time I meditate on it, God speaks to my life in different ways. And one of the ways he's speaking today is reminding me, I want to remind you too, the importance of moving forward, not only to move, but to take a step forward, not to turn our eyes backwards, but to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Paul, through this letter, describes that there are many things that he has not been able to achieve. He is still in the process, like you and me. God is still working in us every day, of course he is. But he understood that he could not remain with his eyes fixed on the things of the past and on what he had not been able to achieve, but that it was necessary to move forward, and that in order to move forward, he had to learn to let go of the past, to fix his eyes on what was ahead of him, and thus be able to continue walking towards the goal. Today, I just come with a little message to your life at this time. And it is a message that may hurt, because I think we often cling to so many things that even at some point come to hurt us. I think we get used to them, and even if they hurt us, we get used to live with that pain. But it is an unnecessary pain. It is a pain that God did not put there, and which God wants to set you free, but only you must make the decision. Today I want to reach you with a few short words and tell you that there are times when you have to close cycles, and I believe that today is one of those times to say goodbye. Today it is the time to say goodbye. A goodbye will always hurt, but remember that it can hurt much more if it is not done. Many times the opportunities that God sends do not come with all the signs on top indicating what is good for us. It is important to learn to read the times and realize that although the signs are not there, the time has come to move on to another season and not stay in past seasons. When a new season comes and you cannot leave it like the previous one, it requires understanding that it is a new opportunity. It requires understanding that it will demand a new degree of wisdom and maturity. Each season that comes your way is new, and it is necessary to say goodbye to the previous season, to say goodbye to whatever happened yesterday. It is necessary to turn the page, because sometimes we will not experience the new, and we will not see if we do not let go of the old. A career, a relationship, a friendship, a project, a partnership. When a situation in life prevents you from moving forward, the best decision you can make is to say goodbye to it. Pray to God, wait for his answer, and know how to discern it when it is time to take the next step. That is why Paul explains it this way. I have not reached everything, but I cannot keep thinking about what I have not reached. I need to move forward, and I know that God will make me, or will take me to the goal, for that I have to make the decision. Forget what is behind. Put my eyes on what is ahead. There are cycles that must be closed, my beloved friends, and all this is necessary. All this makes me remember part of the life of King David. David, a man after God's own heart, who never thought that at some point in life a prophet would visit him to anoint him as the next king of Israel. He only knew how to take care of sheep. However, the best strategies, patience, temperance, self-control, he learned in anonymity behind the sheep. There the Lord processed his heart to then declare the plan he had for him, and how through him he was going to save many lives, many people. That is why when David realized that a giant was attacking the people, he understood that it was a moment of transition. He knew how to wait for the moment, and although the giant called Goliath did not have signs that indicated David, it is time, as many times we are waiting for the sign to rain from having to be able to move, David understood that it was the opportunity that God was placing there. Now it was up to him to run like the others and let the moment pass or take advantage that the giant was there announcing his entrance to the palace. He understood that his time of taking care of sheep was behind him now. He had to move forward towards the project that God had for him. It is the same we have to do today, my beloved friends, to advance towards the project that God has for you. But you need to turn your eyes, and it is time to say goodbye. And then David arrived at the palace, and he spent some time there in the palace, but it was not the time for him to be king, and therefore Saul wanted to kill him. He threw swords at him, he threw spears at him. David did not run away from the first spear that Saul sent him. He learned to dodge the spears. He learned to be patient, even when he knew from God that it was time to leave the palace. God knows where he was going to take us, but it is up to us to be attentive, to listen to his voice, and to know when to say goodbye. So my beloved friends, hundreds of people and many people have started the story of their life doing one thing and thrive in another very different. The only difference they can suddenly have with you is to leave aside that past that doesn't let you move forward. It is time to say goodbye. In life, there comes a time when the comfort zone starts to get uncomfortable, and it is there where decisions will take a leading role. Quit a job, change careers, end a friendship or dating relationship, leave a company or a business, and you will stop doing something that was already a habit. It is important to start asking ourselves, is it time to say goodbye? Will I grow or will I stagnate? The Bible mentions many cases. Another of them was Noah. When God told him in the middle of his comfort that he had to make an ark, remember that there was going to be a flood on earth. It had not rained. People did not know what rain was. And Noah comes with a message from God saying that there is going to be a flood. Suddenly, if Noah had said there is going to be a rain, or there is going to be a light rain on the earth, it was like a soft message. But to say there is going to be a flood for the people was something irrational. And when Noah accepted God's will for his life and did what God commanded him to do, he had to say goodbye. Say goodbye to friends, say goodbye to neighbors, and to those who would have him as crazy for doing God's will. There he had to say goodbye. Also, the Bible mentions that when a man is going to get married, he will leave his father and mother and will be united to his wife, and they will be one flesh. It is also the moment when a man says goodbye to his house to build his own. However, the matter goes beyond saying goodbye already. God puts opportunities in the life of people, but only each one of us, my beloved friends, will make the decision to accept the challenge or just let it pass. It is like when you go to read a book, you have to close chapters in order to understand the whole work and thus understand the end. It is not only a matter of saying goodbye, but to close cycles of life and be radical with them, understanding that for each new season that is sent by the Lord, he will be there with you to take you by the hand, to write a new story, to help you to let go and be free and say goodbye and focus your sight forward to what he has for you. I don't know how these words will be heard. Maybe they will be strong, but there is life beyond that pain. My beloved friend, if that pain is leading you to think that everything is over and that nothing makes sense anymore, it is a lie. There is much more beyond, much more life beyond what you are imagining, beyond what you are thinking. You know, it is necessary to say goodbye. It is necessary to renounce. It is necessary to say goodbye, but to not go to do as some who say goodbye and instantly are returning to resume what they already released. So it is important that you trust in the Lord and through a single prayer renounce completely and ask the Lord to strengthen, not to look back. When Moses died, one of his most faithful followers, an apprentice disciple, Joshua, mourned him a lot. The people mourned the loss of Moses. Joshua mourned him, but then came the time when God told Joshua, "Don't cry anymore. It is time to get up and follow the work that Moses began." I come to tell you this on behalf of God. Weep no more for that rupture. Place it in the hands of the Lord, and if the Lord has provided to restore it, this is how it will be done. Now, don't focus. I hope you understand why one nail does not pull out another nail. That is not of God. Focus on falling in love with God. Focus on planning, on being faithful to God, on serving Him, on focusing on what He has for your life, and then the timing God will measure if things are restored or there will be a new beginning for you. This is very important. You need to close cycles. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, Paul expresses the following and says, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I thought as a child. I reasoned as a child. When I became an adult, I left behind childish things." The cycles are moments and stages that help us grow, mature, and reason about our life. Each one of them have their own problem, reflections, and goals accomplished. So it is necessary that you stand up. It is time. It is time to say goodbye, and the Lord is going to be there with you to strengthen you. The decision to close a stage does not depend only on you, but also on God. So it is a work together. You make the decision, and the Lord will guide your steps. Now, do not do it because you feel sad or because of a mere emotion. Wait for the right moment and ask God if you should continue or it is necessary to say goodbye. Father, I thank you for this word, and thank you because you remind us the importance of moving forward in life, and that life is of processes, of seasons, and that there are some, Lord, that will be more difficult than others, but all will bring a teaching. They are allowed by you to make us grow and mature to work on our character. Father, today I only ask you in these moments that you bring clarity to the heart of each person who receives this word. I pray to you, Father, to bring that tranquility and peace to make that decision and the strength of heaven to move forward in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, has spoken to you. A hug. Blessings.